I like losing control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and
I'll have to see this in person.
Ready to go. I like losing control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and I'm ready to go. Ready to go.
I don't have enough hair for that.
Oh my god. Oh man, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, technical difficulties?
Yeah. Not used to this laptop.
It's okay, we're fancy. Oh man, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dark Side Adventures. Man, we are your hosts, of course. I am Edwin.
I'm Coco.
And we have a very special guest. You may introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I am Jay.
Mr. Jay, thank you for joining us on, I don't even know what episode this is. Is this even an episode,
we've,
really?
We've stopped doing numbers.
Oh God, I gotta stop that.
Because we don't know numbers. I'm not good with them.
We just don't keep up with them. We don't even put them in like a chart or anything. They're just, they're just there.
We tried and it got too confusing, so we stopped.
Oh my goodness. Would you like to give the entry for your guest here?
Yes. So we have talked about it, I guess the whole intro to the show and my guest. Edwin and I have talked a long time about how we kind of feel out of touch to newbies in the beginning of their kink journey because we've been on it for so long. And so we've talked for a long time about bringing somebody who really is new into kink onto the podcast and kind of talking to them about it with some questions, and then like coming back to them a few months later and then a little while later and see where they are on their kink journey and things that they've learned. So that being said, this is Starbucks guy. This is my boyfriend. He is very new to kink. The first time we met, we went to Starbucks and he was like, so besides hiking, what do you do in your time off? And I went, well, I edit a podcast and I host one. And he's like, oh, what's it about? I love podcasts. And I was like, kink and fetish and BDSM.
This man was not ready for that.
His eyes got like all wide, all crazy. And then we had like probably like a 20-30 minute conversation about kink and how it's something he's known about but never really explored. But yeah, I kind of like kicked the door open and was like, hi, here's the world of kink.
She did more than kick it in. She like Spartan kicked me into down. It. down the kink hole, if you will.
And then like a little while later I was like, hey, I don't know what you're doing Friday, but there's a kink class and a munch, you should come with me, it would be fun. And so I kind of dragged him to, mostly willingly, to a few events out here. And so yes, so this is Jay. This is my boyfriend, like I said. And that's who he is. Is there anything else you want to say about yourself?
I don't know. I'm just, this has all been very new. And like I said, it's been a dramatic, not a dramatic, but a very eye-opening situation, especially with Coco here. That is like, oh, here's this, this, and this. And I'm just like, what is happening? What's right. going on?
I've been tainted, even secretly tainted now.
Yep.
Oh,
man. Corrupted him just a little bit.
That's okay. I guess we kind of just give him the first question. Did she give you the questions ahead of time?
Yeah, she
did.
Yeah, okay, all right. We didn't want to like not prepare you, you know, like surprise.
Well, I thought about surprising him, but then he was like, so what are we going to talk about? And I was like, I guess I'll send you the questions. And he's like, do you want to hear my answers beforehand? And I was like, I don't care. I trust enough that in both your answers and my power of editing.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. Those editing powers.
Yes. So the first question is, what were your original thoughts about BDSM or kink?
My original thoughts is when she told me she was part of kink, it just made me automatically think of leather and bound up and be like, I was like, wow, this girl's a freak. Like, what is happening?
I mean, it's true.
And I was like, that's like my first impression. I was like, oh man, I need to drink water. I don't know if I can handle this, because that's when you say kink and BDSM, that's like what you kind of picture off when you see the movies and all that stuff. I've never really dived into it, so I'm like, oh, this is what it is. And you know, you get the picture of the dungeon and all the craziness and the dark music and red lighting and stuff like that that's happening, and they're like, well, that's the first thought that came into my head.
You're not wrong. I'm not gonna lie. Right.
I have never been to a dungeon that had red lights. Thank you very much.
Okay, not red lights, neon lights, but close enough.
You know,
it's very dark. People are doing things.
Very dark, loud music, very heavy metal. So you know. So next one, I guess it's been a couple weeks. So what are your thoughts on kink now? Yeah.
It's totally not what it has been envisioned in my head. It's like a totally different world than what, like I said, that has been drawn up in my head, that it's like, oh, this is not what I expected it to be.
Yeah, it's like movie set versus real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. I mean, did you remember like any, like, I mean, we all kind of went to school with, like, you know, kids that kind of did kinky stuff. But, like, do you remember, like, anything, like, when you were younger as far as, like, you know, kink kind of being in your life without you actually, like, knowing?
Oh, man.
Kids with handcuffs, you know, like, all the weird stuff. Yeah.
I guess, like, if I think about it, like, you know, you think about the short skirts and the leggings and stuff that you're like, ooh, like
the sink kids.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, you didn't think, you're like, oh, that's, you know, to me that was like hot and all that stuff, not knowing that it's actually like a thing for people and all that stuff. I'm like, I didn't know, you know. Now I look back, I'm like, geez, I kind of calculate everything. I'm like, man, I am a lot kinkier than I thought I was. I'm like, I'm pretty vanilla. And then now she's like, I'm like starting to do my research and figure out stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's a kink thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of the life. Where, on the note, I guess I should say, because I made you take the BDSM.org test.
Yeah.
First off, where do you think you fall on the slash spectrum? And where did your results say that you fell? And do you think they kind of match?
At first I was like, no, I'm pretty like vanilla. I thought I was at the lower end. And then when I'm starting to fill out the questionnaire, I'm like, okay, all right. And then suddenly I was actually a lot higher than I thought. I thought I was going to be at the lower end of it, but then I'm like kind of just slightly past middle sort of situation, because there's stuff that I haven't tried or done yet. But then that I was like, oh, I'm actually a lot more into it than I think I am.
Yeah. And I think your results were mostly dominant. They were definitely on the left-hand side of the slash. They're on the top side of the slash. I think it was a lot of dominant. I think you had a little bit of master in there.
you were more excited to see my results than I was. She was sitting there leaning over my shoulder. I'm like sitting there answering it. She had me fill this out when we were in the middle of a munch.
I told you you didn't have to.
I'm like sitting there and she's like, what are you getting? What's going on over there? And I'm like, girl, calm down. I'm still figuring this out.
He's like, let me see the score first. Geez. Like,
yeah. And then right as we got done, she's like, yep, just what I expected. Kind of makes sense.
It was. For those of you who don't know what that test is, I will put the link down below. But it's bdsmtest.org, and it just asks a bunch of questions of, and it gives you a scale of like 0 to 10, I think, of like how likely or how much you enjoy it. It's obviously not a tell-all, this is absolutely what you are, but I think it's a good idea to kind of test, to take the test and kind of see where you fit. Because it gives you, especially as a beginner, it gives you a good idea of things to look into, because it brings up things like rope bunny and rope top and pet play and DDLG and dominant and submissive and vanilla and non-monogamous and monogamous and all sorts of things. It kind of just gives you an idea laid out in front of you. I'm such a list person, and to me it's like, okay, these are some things I can look into. So
I think it's a good place to start. A nice, like, it's a nice general, you know, it's a good place.
Yeah, well, for me it was a good place, because then I was like, okay. And then when I started talking to Coco about stuff and asking questions to be like, all right, I filled this out and it showed that I like this, and she kind of helped me, lead me to resources and stuff to be like, all right, look up this to help me out. So it is a good way to help start yourself off to know exactly what you're into or what you probably want to lean into, mm-hmm. as you start off in this whole new world.
Exactly.
Depending on how deep you want to get, of course.
You know.
Yeah, we know. We're looking at you.
It's fine. I just dove head first. On that note, where do you see yourself as a kinkster? Do you see yourself as bedroom only? Do you see yourself as like a lifestylist, somewhere in between? Do you see living at 24/7?
I don't fully know right now still, because I'm still very new to this. I can probably see myself as more of a bedroom situation, but still have it be like an outside thing. Like we've gone to a party, we've gone to a munch, we've gone to a class. And so I'm kind of like adventuring it out of my own, out of the bedroom, and going to learn more about it. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm kind of adventuring it out of the bedroom, because mm-hmm. that's another thing that I didn't know about it. So you think kink is only in the bedroom, and uh-huh. it's not. It's a lot.
All over. Yeah.
All over. It's a lot of lot.
Yeah. It is all over. And I mean, there was something like you asked me the other day. We went to a game night with uh-huh. a bunch of other kinky people. And on the way home, he asked, he was like, so why is everyone asking Joker to hug Links? And like that was like surprise to him. And I was like, well, you know, they're in a power exchange dynamic, and that's something that they've agreed on. To me it always sounds so crude, but it's exactly what it is. She's his property and he gets to decide. They have agreed that he gets to decide who does and does not touch her. So that is something that expands outside of the bedroom and all things. So, and he's like, that's interesting. I kind of like that. How would you feel about that? So we kind of talked about it, but I guess the next question, do you want to read the next question?
I figured we just kind of randomly throw questions out. Yeah.
Okay. I know. And we kind of figured that would happen as we started asking questions. Your answers would lead to more questions.
Yeah, fire away.
So
we don't have to stick to the script.
Okay. No deal. So like for me, it's kind of like what you were talking about, like having that shift of like, okay, this isn't always in the bedroom. Like now that like you have like some kink knowledge, do you kind of feel like there's like a dark side of you? Like, I know that's kind of weird to think about, but like there's you like in your normal life, and then now there's you in like your kink life. Like, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but.
Do you see a split between yourself and them, or do you see them all as one?
Actually, I've been seeing it more as all as one. I've actually, now that I've kind of done it, I've actually kind of felt a little bit more comfortable about myself and what I've liked to do, because, you know, past relationships and stuff, I've been with partners and stuff who haven't really, they've been very vanilla. They haven't been really kinky. So I've never really voiced up my
desires
and stuff like that, because I, you know, it was very vanilla and how it is, and then I kind of felt ashamed. But then, like I said, Coco comes in and Van Damme kicks the door open, and and now I'm just like, okay. And like every time we've gone to some sort of something about kink, whether it was the class or the munch or the party or whatnot, you get I constantly am asking, talking her ear off about asking questions like, okay, what's this? What's this? All right, what's this? I don't understand this. And it's kind of helped me expand my horizon of how I feel about it. Cause it's like, okay, I don't need to be as sheltered as I thought I needed to be, because I'm watching, you know, I go to these parties and these kinks and I meet people who are just wide open and are like, you know what, fuck the world, I am who I am. And I'm like, good for you guys. It's the same way with Coco when we were discussing about how we wanted our relationship to be, as we were like, are we still going to just keep it as a, you know, and it first started off, it was just a friends with benefits. And then suddenly we grew into this relationship, and she flat out told me, she's like, I need kink in my life. And you're very new to this. How are you feeling? I'm like, I am more than willing to learn and expand. And we'll probably come up on stuff that I don't like, and we'll come up with stuff that I really do like. But I'm willing to try and adventure out there.
And I think as you like keep on this journey, you're going to learn a lot more about yourself, not just like your relationship, obviously, but you're going to learn a lot more like personally. Like just things you tolerate, like you'll catch yourself doing like just weird things. I know it's, I think she kind of mentioned, I don't know if I'm like poking at the bear right here, but she kind of mentioned y'all like having like y'all's first scene or something like that. Or like,
yeah, we did. We had our first scene.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, did I?
Paddles.
Oh, y'all actually had it?
Yes. Do you want to tell about it, or do you want me to?
You can tell it.
Okay. So the other day, we were hanging out at his house. It was just after the Impact episode came out. And he's like, so I want to negotiate a scene with you. And then he was like, is that the right word? And I was like, it is.
There you go. Using that Lego.
I know there's a few things that still trip him up, but he's learning. Lingo is hard.
It is.
So we negotiated a scene. He obviously had never done any impact. And so we decided to do an impact scene. We decided to do a lighter scene just to make sure that this is something he enjoys. He ended up buying a paddle. He actually bought two, but only one had arrived when it happened. So he bought a paddle. We talked about hard limits. We talked about what we both wanted for the scene. We talked about aftercare. And for him, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to need for aftercare. And I was like, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
This is something, like we've said before, aftercare is something you can add to during the scene. That's the one thing you can add to and not take away after the scene has started. And so he's like, I want this to be a sexual scene. I want this to be, and so we negotiated it all out. And then we had it Friday night. It was good. It was definitely a light scene, exactly what we had negotiated.
Uh-huh.
So after we negotiated and before the scene, I sent him a handful of articles on like both how to do impact, how to use a paddle, things to look for on a paddle, and that, because he was kind of like I know you just smack, but how? So I sent him some of those, and it turned out really well. And then afterwards, there was lots of cuddling. We kind of talked through the scene and debriefed. Anything else you want to add?
I think, yeah, with not knowing my, you know, my, what is it? aftercare. Mm-hmm. I found out that I'm like, okay, we're on the both on the same page because she needs cuddles and I do too. But I found out along the line that I need to be like I need to like check on her for myself, and then her to kind of reassure me that everything's good and all that stuff. She's like, hey, we're good. That was light for me. Uh-huh. I was like, here I am, like, yeah. I felt like I'm hitting a grown ass woman. And I'm like, because I'm like, I don't have a physical bone in my body. I am a freaking gentle giant when it comes to this. And so I'm like, all right, here we go. And here I am, like, okay, I'm like, sit there. She's like, that was light. And I'm like,
I was like, that was a really good warm up.
I'm like sitting here, like, after she said that, I'm like, yeah, I did my job. And she's like, that was light. And I'm like, oh, my ego just got shot.
It's a good, it was like a good start. I was
trying to go for his ego, but he had asked me, he had said before, he's like, I don't know how hard to hit. I don't want to hurt you in like a bad way. So I don't know, which is why we negotiated a lighter scene to begin with. And so like afterwards we were talking, we were doing beer thing. And like, I was just like, you know, that was good. I really did enjoy that, that set out to do exactly what we negotiated. But because you wanted to know a scale, like that was like a one. That was a really good warm up for future knowledge. So
how long was the scene?
Probably like half an hour.
Give the man some credit.
I am giving him credit.
That you think it's easy to just put some power?
It is not easy. It is not easy. I know that, but he wanted to know on the scale. We had talked about it before. He wanted to know where it landed.
But wasn't it, you did tell me something that was very new for you along the lines of our scene.
It was a very sensual scene.
Oh.
So, and that is something that Jay is very into. He's very into the sensual side of it, which is new to me because I'm like not a sensual person. I'm like, let me just like strip here and stand on the St. Andrew's cross while you wallop me and lay bruises. So it was a very different kind of scene. Again, very enjoyable. Would I repeat it? Yes, but you just wanted to know where it fell on the scale. So I told you honestly.
Well, now I know I can go to town.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The other day we went to a game night. We were playing just like apples and apples and Uno and stuff, but they do birthday spankings for those who are willing to give the group a present. So although my birthday was a few months ago, it was in December, I haven't been to one since then. So we did my birthday spankings on Saturday. And so Jay got to watch that. We had kind of talked about it before. Before I even invited him to game night, I was like, just so you know, this is happening.
I got some questions for him too. Like,
yes. So it was just with hands for it. So I got 27 spankings, plus one for the new year for good luck.
Hey.
But I think Jay got to see, I mean, it was a bunch of different people. So he got to see a lot of different ways to do a spanking. And he got to see, like, one of the questions he asked, like, there was a few people who like came up and like rubbed my ass before they smacked it. And he was like, I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, yeah, here's some of the reasons. Like, one, they want to know like where's the hottest spot so they can avoid it. They want to help bring blood to the blood to the top. That's just a technique. That's just a way some people spank. Like, those are some things. And then some people are just like, let me just cold cock it and whack hard. Which whoosh. I also like. You know.
Did he get to see? It was just slaps. It wasn't like other implements. It was just slaps.
It was just slaps. Okay. They offered paddles, but I know Jay was kind of feeling unsure about it all, and he's like, I don't even know if I'm gonna participate or if I'm gonna stay in the room, which was okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't know if that's my thing. So I was like, well, if like we'll go with hands, so it's not as intimidating as a paddle. And I think that kind of helped a little.
Yeah, it did. I was like, because it's like, it was definitely new because I'm like, I was like, oh, the whole jealousy aspect of, hey, that's my girlfriend sort of thing. But when we were first talking about how we wanted this relationship to go and her being as far as into the kink community and how I'm new at this, that, you know, we've come to an agreement that if I can't fulfill something, like she'll let me know in plenty of time and I will do what I can. And if it's not for me or I can't do it, I've told her that she can reach out and to fulfill that kink need that she's done. So, you know, she had this birthday party, these birthday spankings prior to us being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And she even turned to me at the party and goes, how do you feel about this? And my mind was just on fire. I felt like I was about to cry because I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, I don't have to. I'm like, no, this was agreed upon prior to me and you being in a relationship. And I was going to go sit out in my car, but it happened so quick that they blocked the door and I'm clearing the back corner in a chair that I'm like, I can't even get out if I wanted to. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to watch. And then because there was a lot of people at this party, my mind is everybody's going to run in this train and everybody's going to get there. But then it wasn't that many people. It was just multiple people. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And then Joker turned to me and was like, hey, do you want to give the one to grow older? And I was like, all right, sure. Because I flat out told Coco that I'm like, I'm probably not going to participate. And
broke your own rule.
Yeah. And then he said, hey, come up. And I was like, all right. And I did it. And I know it meant something to Coco at that time because she knew how I felt about the whole situation. And then we left and she's like, how do you feel? I'm like, I just need a minute till we get out to the car. And then we got out to the car and I felt like, you know, we drove home, we talked about the situation. Mm-hmm. I was kind of not necessarily beating myself up, but trying to fight that jealousy factor and all that stuff about the whole thing. But then we got home and all I flat out, I'm like, hey, I don't want anything to happen tonight. I just want to hold you. And that's kind of part of that aftercare that I needed most, even before like our scene, having that situation that I needed that more than anything was just, we went back to my house and we just went to bed. I just held her and everything just kind of melted away. And I'm like, okay, I handled that a lot better than I thought I was going to.
If it had been any other situation, you would have, yeah, no, agreed. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the space definitely made it a lot different. So,
well, yeah, the space, but she also helped me. Like when we were talking about, she's like, hey, this is happening. How do you feel? Like she let me be like, all right, can you just make sure you have underwear on and stuff like that? Just so it was kind of helping me out. So she was very helping and very understanding to help me work through that situation. Cause so far that's been my biggest hurdle that I've had to go through as part of entering this world with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something, like, cause on my side, cause we all know consent is key, but like, especially on my side, like Jay is very much like I enjoy like you enjoying things. And so I'm trying to walk that fine line of, I really enjoy kink, but I understand that it's not for everyone. So these are the things I enjoy. If you want to try them, great. I'm not going to push them into you. This is something you have to consent and enjoy for yourself in order to do. So that's something we talk about a lot. Because as he's new, as he hasn't been doing these things for, you know, since before I met him, that's one of my big concerns. Is that I don't push him into any kink that he doesn't actually want to enjoy.
So. No, but yeah, she talks about it. You know, she lets me know, and if she needs something prior to, like I said, I'll do the nods. Like I did the research and everything that I needed to for our impact scene to make sure it was good. And I enjoyed it, and I'm excited to for our next scene to, because now I'm like, okay, I feel a lot more comfortable about that situation. And yeah,
I mean, now, like, now that you've like, now that you've experienced kink firsthand, like going to your first munch, right? Going to your first play party, going to like your first like real event, you know, for the most part. What would you tell somebody that is new or that was in your shoes whenever you started?
If you're, oh man, I've been lucky that I've had a partner that's helped guide me along the way. But if you're just be honest with yourself about what you're into and what you're not into. But when, if you have your partner and you're doing this, communication is the biggest key. You can't hide something along the lines. You have to be honest and constant communication about the situations, about the scene, about how you're feeling, about, you know, how, you know, what you, if you're feeling overwhelmed and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, just communication, being honest about how you feel. Like when we went to our first class, but it was the art of seduction and flirting.
That's actually a really good class to start out with. Yeah.
Well, you're sitting there, and that was actually my first real experience into it. We went into the kink world. We went to this class, and I'm like, and this is when we were just friends with benefits. This is just where I sit there, and we go in the class, and they're talking about, you know, she's talking about, oh, you should do this. I'm like, I do that. I'm like, I got some A game, and I'm watching her. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I got better game than the teacher. Oh, shit. I was like, as far as setting up, like when she talked about being sensual and the art of seduction, about setting up a scene or setting the mood, I'm like, oh, I got that in the books. Like, I'm like, I got this. But then she was showing something like this, and then suddenly there's this girl that they just suddenly stripped down in class. And I'm like, what is happening? then we, you know, I was like, okay. And we just sat there, and then we walked out to the car, and she's like, how was it? I'm like, I was not expecting someone to get naked in class. Like, I was just like,
this is one of the times I was not expecting it either. Like, I, in the kink world, like, a body's a body. We think they're beautiful. We don't always think they're sexual. Like, people walk around naked or with no shirts all of the time. So I expect that. But in this class, this was not what I was expecting someone to get naked on.
No, great.
Not upset about it, but a little surprised.
I mean, I figured, like, the art of seduction would be more of a, like, kind of talking or, like, you know, different, like, gestures, that type of thing. Nah. Butt naked, like.
Yeah. I mean, she was, so M, who was teaching, was showing how to like undress your partner sensually. So I mean, I guess there was that, but yeah, it was not something I was expecting, even though I guess we should have been. Like, I don't know, because who doesn't want to see a naked body?
Just made the presentation that much better.
agreed. What are some kinks you're looking forward to trying?
We've kind of talked about this, and we're kind of setting something up that we're gonna try adding an extra female to our room.
Oh, that's a lot.
I know, that is something that that we've talked about, and that's a work in progress. And so that's far as I know, I'm just kind of, for me right now, I'm just kind of basing off of what she likes and stuff, and kind of, because like I said, for me, when it comes to as part of like the sexual aspect of kink, that my biggest thrill, and I can even say probably my biggest kink, is making sure my partner is satisfied. Like, I get off with them getting off. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, you like to be spanked? Fine, I'll spank you. And then you're joining. I'm like, all right, she's enjoying it. That's all that matters to me, and it's making me feel good, and it's giving me that high that I need. I thought about this when I was at work the other day, that I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, we talked about rope and all that stuff and tying up, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna sit there and practice it, and then I'll be out at my family's property, and my dad's like, hey, tie this down. I do this beautiful rope design, tie it down, and they'll be like, what the hell are you doing in your free time? I'm like, you like my new Boy Scouts tie down?
That's Sounds like me, actually.
Edwin's the one you want to talk to about rope.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm terrible at rope. No, I'm terrible. I'm terrible, even though I got to do the presentation next on rope. But
I know. I was showing him, actually. That's how I found those photos. I was scrolling through and I showed him those. I showed him the corset one. And then I showed him when you were, who did we call her? Nene?
Oh, yeah, Nene.
Nene together. I couldn't remember what name we used. Oh, man. So I've shown him some of those photos, but.
Well, man, I might have to make a trip up there one day or something. Like,
what?
I'm, if things go well, I want to bring him down to a dungeon day in Texas.
Oh,
because
I told her I would go. I said, hey, one of these times, I'm like, I'll go to a dungeon, but I want you to take me. She's like, I wish we can go to Texas. I'm like, we can go to Texas. That's not a problem. Let my first experience be Texas. Dude, like, let's go.
You're gonna be so disappointed with you after that, though.
That would be, yeah. When you come back here, you're gonna get like, man, this is stuck. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's very different here. I'm really enjoying the community here. I've fallen in love with the community here. It's just very different than it's been in Texas or the little bit of community I was in Michigan.
It feels more family-esque. Or like it sounds more family-esque. Like Dallas, I feel like it's huge, but like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it kind of reminds me, the community here kind of reminds me of the Dallas community before it grew and kind of exploded with the dungeon and the play parties and the and all of that with like the dedicated space.
Well, folks, that is the end of part one for BDSM Newcomer. I am signing off for the three of us, so I am your host, Coco. We also had Edwin and Jay here with us today. You can find us anywhere you can find your favorite podcast. Anchor, Spotify, Podbean, Amazon, Alexa. Pretty much anywhere. We will see you next week for part two. Adios! And as Edwin likes to say,